This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What up, guys? Dr. Vic here, and excited to get back on track here with y'all as we took a little hiatus last week on our releases and podcast, and we're coming back strong this week. We're going to probably do two next week, and just to play a little catch up. But hope all's going well. If you're in America, hope you have some exciting plans for the 4th. What an amazing time to celebrate freedom. And I don't mean just freedom as living in as a free country and a society, but I also mean free will, free choice. To choose and take the power back of what it is. We'll have a special episode next week on that. But something was coming up in the personal help, self-help, personal development stages. I'm starting to hear this new term. And I laugh about it because, again, it's just something that you're trying to sell or try to push and say it's better and put a whole program together. And, hey, it's business. I get it. But it's one of the things that with my own coaching clients, this is the number one thing I work on. Yes, I don't call it the terminology of what they say, and I'll share a little bit about this. I even talked about this in previous podcasts. You can go look them up on the on things on like visualization. Even in my book, Decoding the Matrix, I talk about what I do with my clients and their portion of it and why I'm so big on vision, right? But the term that I heard, and it was an email that came to me, and it was this new thing, and it was like the law of assumption. And I was like, this is interesting because it didn't say law of assumption. It said, this is better than the law of attraction. Do this instead. This way you won't fail. And I was like, interesting. Let me see what this person has to say. So I started listening to it and I'm like, okay, law of assumption. Yep, yep. And it's all about visualization, visualization, visualization. Over 3 years ago, I wrote a book about the power of visualization and how this can work. If you want access to that, please let me know. It's absolutely free. You can go ahead and get a copy of it. I even think I have it free on Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. But and it's a short read. It's like 10 pages. It's nothing fancy. But the whole purpose of it was just to share some studies to show you how powerful your mind is and how it can really drastically shift your life. But let's get into it. So in the video, they're talking, they're using different celebrities, right? This is called social proofing when you want to prove to somebody, to prove, to persuade in a way to show them how this works. You use something called social proof, your own testimonies. You use things like celebrities, people that people look up to, because it may be that one celebrity that you actually like. And you actually follow, and then they said that, then you'll be like, oh, I definitely have to do this then. So it's just social proof. And so one of the things about it is you look at you know, it's talking about the law of assumption, talking about how they used visualization, how it changed their life, how they did all these different things. This is not new. Yes, it's called the law of assumption. I don't know who created that term. I don't know if it's, I haven't even had time to look up to see if it actually is something real or is it something that just made up. But here's the facts on it. The law of assumption is very simple. It's visualizing your life. Now, why does it work? Because I'm not the type of person, if you've been following me for a while, you know I just don't do something because someone said or this or that. I need to know why. Why does it work? What's the methodology behind it? What's the science behind it? If we have some, because there's some things, I'm a chiropractor. Let me tell you, there's a lot of things that chiropractors do that is sometimes hard to test, or we haven't tested yet to see if it works, but we know it does physiologically because we understand different systems of the body and know how the rules and the game is for that. So if we apply with that, that should work then, because if we're doing this and we're affecting this in this way, then it should work that way. I mean, we're using different sciences to support what we've done. So there is science behind it. But to like say, oh, well, let's see if that one thing works by doing this study. But there are science, most of the time there's sciences out there and there's a lot of new stuff that's coming up. But one of the things that I always tell my clients, I've been doing this for over 4.5 years saying this, and is that whatever you imagine, whatever you put up here in your mind's eye, whatever you see in there, your brain doesn't know the truth and reality of that versus what you're seeing with your eyes. So here's an example. If you imagine a shark or your biggest fear in your mind, your heart rate starts to raise a little bit, blood pressure starts to raise a little bit, your cortisol levels start to raise a little bit, right? All of a sudden, your immune system starts to drop a little bit. Digestion drops. And this happens. And so with that happening, with that going on, it's not in front of you. The shark, the lion, the snake, the economy collapsing, the dollar totally imploding, you losing everything. It hasn't happened. But in your mind, your brain doesn't know the difference. So it creates a physiological response to those fears, thinking it's real. That's the power behind this kind of stuff. And that's why the law of assumption, that's how it kind of works. This is why I'm big into visualization. I didn't get this. I tell people all the time, like, I didn't create this. Because in my personal opinion, everything's already out there. All things are already existing. It's just someone packages it in a fancy way, and then it gets bought on. Like, for example, I always use this as an example. Dave Asprey is called the promoter of biohacking and so forth. He's the bulletproof coffee guy. He packaged something that already existed. That's all it was. Butter coffee is not new. It's not new. Sorry to break it to you. It's not new. Go look in the Middle East. They've been doing it for centuries. So when we think about all things that exist, I follow patterns. I see a path, and I can put it to work. And if there's science to support it, so be it. Thankfully, my background's very diverse. I love learning. I love studying. You can tell I have a vast background in things. And that's not something to brag about. I'm not bragging. I just love to learn. It's just what I love to do. But with that, has helped me have deeper understanding of things. So there's a couple reasons why I understand this. I share this with my clients all the time. They all go through this. Spirituality. Okay. You can call this quantum world. If you don't like the word spirituality, use the word quantum. It's a scientific way of explaining the spiritual world. What we know now, what we understand, is the exact same thing what I just told you in neuroscience, is that if you can conceive it in your mind, if you can see it, if you can create that in your mind, you can experience it in your physical realm. You can, and it will happen as long as you keep visualizing and believing in it, all right? If you cannot see it in your mind, you cannot create it. You cannot experience it. Spiritual truth, neuroscience, whatever you put in your mind or whatever you see in life, the brain doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know negatives either. I'll talk about that in a minute. But it doesn't know what's real. Physical reality or augmented reality, a created reality, a whole different world. You can live and you can daydream every single day of the life that you want to experience. And that individual has a higher chance, way higher chance of experiencing that in their life beyond any circumstance. I'm telling you, the power behind this is monumental. Then the individual who doesn't do it. Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to at the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. The brain cannot conceive. Because why? And so let's take it a little further, right? I'm going to go one step further. Again, I share this with my clients all the time. One step further. Well, doc, okay, great. So whatever I put in my mind, my brain doesn't know the difference between that reality and this reality. What does that have to do with attracting or experiencing or shifting my vibe to experience the life that I want to have, the freedom that I want to have, whatever, how you define success and fulfillment? Well, it's real simple. Once your brain believes this to be true, you've convinced the subconscious mind that that is true, and this is your new paradigm, your new reality, guess what happens? That's, things are going to start to attract towards you that, because it's a vibration, it's a consciousness. All things is energy. All things is energy, frequency, and vibration. The words that I'm sharing to you mean nothing except they're all different frequencies and vibrations that are coming off me, that your brain is taking that information, interpreting it, and breaking that information down into what the word may mean because of conditioning and patterning and so forth, societal matrix conditioning and programs of what a word may mean or what you define to say that word means. So that being said, when we look coming back to this all, you are going to attract it because it's the law of vibration. The law of vibration states you only experience in your life whatever you're vibrating at. That is it. You can't experience anything outside above it or below it. It's only at whatever you are. You experience life as you are. You experience life as the vibration that you are. So when we're coming back and looking at our life, you can daydream about your life and this stuff will work. So let me share a little social proof. Billionaires do this. They do it often. 15, 20 minutes. At Google, they allow their employees, and I forgot what they call it, but it's around 1 o'clock. I think it's 1 in the afternoon. They do it for 20, 30 minutes to let them just explore and create things for fun. Just explore, have fun, and go create things. It is allowing that imagination to run wild. It's allowing them to go into a world of what they could think may be possible. Google found out that a lot of the greatest ideas and things that they come up with is from their people that allow them to do that. Other companies, well-renowned companies, do this. But I learned this from billionaires. When I started studying their life and I found out in the first 15 to 20 minutes, they go and just imagine what the future is going to be for them, 3, 4, 5, 10 years out. And they just visualize what it looks like and walking through it and the emotions that come from it, how excited they get about the emotions of doing what they love to do and the experience behind it, how it's going to enrich their life more and all the things that they tie to it that value them, the values to them, what's important to them. Are you doing that every single day? Now, I'm not saying that you have to do it for every 15, 20 minutes, but a day, but it's taking a moment to visualize your life and see what is it you want to create, not where you are. Because the more you stay at where you are, the more you're going to stay stuck there. The more you're going to limit yourself as an individual. So why not use the visualization to go ahead and experience what is the life you want in the next year, the next 3 years, the next 5 years? Hell, if you want to go to 10, go 10. You know, I'm going to be turning 40 this year in a couple months. And I was talking to a friend and just talking about this big reflection that I'm going to do and what I went through in my 30s. And then I'm going to write a letter. I wish I did this when I was 30, but I'm going to write a letter to myself when I'm going to turn 50. And I'm going to store away in the box and I won't read it until I'm at that stage. And I want to see, it's basically writing a letter to my future self saying who I wanted to become and what I want to achieve and what I visualized at that time. And then I'm going to write down all the goals that I had for my 40s that I wanted to achieve. And I'm going to store that away. And it's going to be something that I'm going to challenge myself. But I'm going to visualize that life. I'm going to visualize that person at 50. Who is Vic Manzo at 50 years old? And I'm going to visualize that every single day. And I don't care if it comes or if it doesn't come. That's not the point. The point is to get lost in the creation. When you daydream, you're not sitting there going, I want to create that because then that's being in your head in the sense mental aspect, ego. It's more about just getting lost into it. And just, it's like I always tell people, like you're watching a movie that you're creating. Okay. And you want to get excited about that. You see, the missing link, and there's a couple of them, and it takes multiple, doing a 10, 15, 20 minute episode on this is not going to hit all the marks. But you have to get excited, and also has to tie to your values. A lot of times, law of attraction, or even when you visualize the aspects of law of attraction, they don't work for people because they have programs that are in them. Some of it's subconscious for sure, which is a whole nother topic. But some of them, what I mean by they're not aligned to their values, right? A lot of times in today's world, when I say you want to be rich or want to be this, a lot of times we think success is money. I see it more and more over and over. All these people saying, I help this person, or these coaches are promoting all these different things. And it's always about money, 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 money. Now, I get it. Money is what drives people. Money is what moves people. If you're in business, money is something that can be important. My coaching is that, have I had clients to drastically change their life financially? Absolutely, we have. But we also had at the same level, or probably even more, clients who've had drastically changed their life and live a more fulfilled life, a more successful life in all areas. More, absolutely. That's probably more the common thing. And financials just come with it. And so that's my push. But at the end of the day, it's what's success and what's values to you, what matters to you. Do you want to work 50 hours a week and grind your whole entire life out to serve a purpose on something? There's nothing wrong with that if you do. Do you want to work less, work smarter, and then have fun to do all the other things that you want to do? Maybe you want to travel a little bit more in your life. You want to spend more time with your family because that's more important to you. So your work is important. Your passions are there that are important. Your business is important, but it's not the end all be all, right? And so you have to define that and really be what's true for you, right? Because we live in a society where it's, how much more can I get? If I get to 10 million, okay, I want to get to 15. If I want to get to 15, I want to get to 20. If I want to get to 20, I want to get to 30. I want to get to 30, I want to get to 40. I want to get to 40, I want to get 50. Where's satisfaction at? You see, because if you keep seeking, you need more and more and more and more, and you need more growth, you're trying to fill a void within. And a lot of people are doing that and don't know it. That's a subconscious thing. They believe that as long as their external life is totally fulfilled and what they desire and what they want, it fills a void within to think they're going to get there. And there are more people in this world that are doing this, and it's a subconscious program. Again, this is a whole nother topic. It takes, there'll probably be like 5 to 10 episodes just to explain all those things. But at the point of all this, and the point of this episode, is that you have to find, number one, give you some action steps here. Number one, what excites you? Number two, visualize it. Number three, get lost in it. Okay. That's the things I want you to do. What excites you? Visualize that life. Make that movie up of what it is, seeing yourself a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. From there, get lost in it. Let the emotions get to you. Flow through it. Let the excitement get there. Don't let any conditioning come in. Just get lost in it. That's what I challenge you to do. And if you need help with this, if you're in business and you're looking for someone to help guide you through these kind of processes, to help level up your life, no BS, none of that stuff. It is just true science. Got someone here to support you every step of the way. I do have one coaching spot available. So if this is aligning to you and you want to learn more about this, go to www.callwithdrvic.com, set up an appointment. Let's have a conversation. It's a free convo only for those that are seriously inquiring. You're looking for coaching. You're looking like you feel like you're ready. And you want to learn more about my process. If you're that individual, that's you, go ahead, because this is for people who really want to make a change in their life. They're going to take action. They're coachable and they're willing to trust the process and break down old paradigms, unlearn a lot of the old conditioning, these old habits that we had, and start to learn what is this world of quantum and so much more. That's the kind of work I do. And so if it sounds like you, callwithdrvic.com. Let's chat. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. As always, I appreciate you. Please like, please follow, please subscribe, please share this episode with someone that you know can benefit. And as always, until next week, I hope you all have an amazing, amazing 4th. If you live in America, amazing fourth. Appreciate you. God bless, and I'll see y'all next time. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.